Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to America Unhinged. My name's Amy Schaffert. I'm your guest host this morning, filling in for Dr. John Diamond. I have a very special guest on with me today, Dr. Brian Artis, and we're going to talk about how the COVID-19 injections affected women and their fertility, and specifically miscarriages. Now, we've known for a while that this has been going on, but it looks like Dr. Artis has done some really fantastic research that has put the puzzle pieces together. So now we see not just that it is going on, but how it's going on. So I'm looking forward to a fascinating conversation with him today. And one of the things that really struck me about this topic is that somebody needs to stand up and protect the vulnerable. So, looking forward to it. See you back after the break.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. Brighteonstore.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
Welcome back. I am here with Dr. Brian Artis today of Artis Labs, CEO of Artis Labs, and he is going to break down for us some of the science behind why so many miscarriages have come to women and also to women who haven't gotten the injection, but in these last few years, there's been a major spike. So we're going to look into that. And I just want to open up with a quote that I heard. I was watching the Tucker interview with Andrew Tate, love him or hate him. He has some interesting things to say, and this really caught me. He said this: "This is what people don't understand. War is certain. You either fight war against injustice, you fight war against the things you know are wrong, and you feel good inside of yourself. Or you accept the slave programming and fight a war with your own mind. You have to fight something. I could shut up and believe what I'm told in the news, but then, why am I so unhappy all the time? Why am I depressed? Why does my life suck? You're fighting a war with your own mind. I'd rather have all of me on my side and fight against what I know is genuinely evil. You cannot escape the battle. The battle is here for all of us. So I never thought about it quite like that. And somebody that really exemplifies standing up for the truth is Dr. Artis. So welcome on, Dr. Artis. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here, Amy. You don't look a lot like John Diamond. Thank goodness.
I'm happy to fill in for him. So let's start. Let's unpack this. This is a very compelling topic, and a lot of people have questions about it. I know Dr. Thorpe's been talking about this for a long time, but it looks like maybe you've kind of put some pieces together and discovered why this is happening.
Yeah, this is one of the things I've been fascinated by, actually, from April of 2020, when I started hearing reports out of New York City that medical doctors were seeing something they had never seen before with a respiratory virus when they were starting to treat these new novel cases of COVID-19 for the first time in America. What they all went into the media on those first few days of treating patients, they said the same thing. We've never seen this before. We start treating a respiratory virus, this COVID-19 infection, and all of a sudden, within 24 hours, a majority of the people develop acute kidney failure. So they were saying, we don't know why it's doing this, but the virus, when we start treating it, that's in the lungs, immediately goes when we start treating it and starts attacking the kidneys and shutting them down. We've never seen this before. And I remember thinking, no one's ever seen that before. So it did not make sense to them. Obviously, they had never seen it before. It didn't make sense to me. So I decided to go see what could possibly be driving an acute kidney failure rate so high in this new infection case. And that is when in May of 2020, the very next month, after seeing these reports for several weeks, I found the hospital protocol on Anthony Fauci's website at the NIH. And it disclosed that there's an experimental drug he's going to make all the hospitals in the country use with treating COVID-19 patients. And what was the hospital protocol? That included an experimental drug never FDA approved called remdesivir. And then I hired a publicist to tell the whole world what Anthony Fauci was lying about, which was that this drug was safe and effective against COVID and that it was safe and effective against the Ebola virus a year earlier. Well, Amy, was that true? No, he lied to all of you. Okay, now, I actually went into those studies, showed the whole world that not only was he lying, he was funding those studies. He was quoting the lies from. He actually funded those entire studies, knowing that that drug was the most deadly and toxic drug in each one of those trials. So this guy lied to the whole world, and I showed you the publications. 53% of everybody that got that drug died, and it was the only drug that had a higher than 50% death rate. Okay, so let's now go fast forward 3 years later, and you have OBGYNs like Dr. Christiana Northrup out of Maine. You've got the incredible Dr. James Thorpe out of Florida. These are multi-decade OBGYNs who are screaming around the world that never before has there ever been a vaccine that has led to so many miscarriages. So what did I do? I decided to go see if I could figure out what's triggering that. And oh my God, it became very obvious very quickly what it was when I read a study from 2017 that finally, for me, answered the whole, how could these vaccines be causing so many miscarriages? And we're talking reports around the world of 60% of some people that are pregnant in some countries, 60% of those pregnancies that get the vaccines during the pregnancy are failing and ending up in miscarriages. Canada had reported at one point upwards of 90% of their pregnant women were losing their babies to miscarriages after getting the shots. So yeah, we've never seen that before either. So I decided, you know, the medical profession didn't recognize that remdesivir was causing the deaths in the hospitals in New York. This chiropractor that was retired at home was actually doing all the digging to try to figure out what in the world could answer that actual question. And what happens 5 months later after I go into the media? Not because of me, I just was making sure everybody knew about it, and I am called the remdesivir guy worldwide. 5 months later, after I start spewing my interviews all over the world, the World Health Organization comes out and publishes and declares ever since and even to now, since November 2020, that no COVID hospitalized patient in the world should get remdesivir because it causes acute kidney failure. And that went into the mainstream media, NBC, CNN, everybody published it and everybody ignored it and continues to use that drug. So it's not that I know everything. Nobody in the entire world knows everything. But when you've got people just out there quoting data and statistics about people in these miscarriages, wouldn't it be great if somebody could actually look into what could be the plausible reason why? Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm just going to help lay this out for everybody in a very clear, I hope, very clear fashion so you can follow.
Please.
In January of 2020, Chinese researchers were pulling the blood from every sick patient in Wuhan, and they wanted to see what their antibodies were actually targeting in the people's bodies who had this new novel COVID pneumonia in the fall of 2019. In January of 2020, which everyone references as the first month of the pandemic of COVID, these same Chinese researchers publish, these are geneticists, by the way, they publish that the antibodies in every single one of the bodies of people sick in Wuhan, they had antibodies that were actually targeting one thing. And these antibodies were actually attacking venom from two snakes in the bodies of every single sick patient. And they published the origin of this new novel coronavirus is two snakes, the king cobra and the Asian crate snake, spelled K-R-A-I-T. This wasn't chiropractors. This wasn't medical doctors. This is geneticists who only deal with gene sequencing of this virus. So they publish, it's not bats, it's two snakes. And the most likely origin snake is actually the crate. Second most likely is the king cobra. And then if you want to look, everybody at home, if you think I'm weird by saying that, go home, or if you're at home, Google on your phone, go to Google and type in CNN, origin of COVID is two snakes, and type in cobra and enter it. And you'll see all this, all the media publications in January 2020 that the origin of COVID was snakes. And then you'll wonder, how come we've been talking about a bat for the last 3.5 years? That's because look in the top right-hand corner of all these articles, they start fact-checking those articles away from the geneticist findings to then journalist sleuthers out there just publishing fact-checkers away from this narrative and started feeding you a bat virus narrative. Huh. That's what they did. All right, so this is important so that you understand what's causing the miscarriages. So the geneticist in January 2020 say two snakes are the origin of COVID. 4 months later, French geneticists isolate the spike protein of COVID that for 4 months now everybody's talking about is the only thing that makes this virus different from SARS-CoV-2 and MERS that took place in 2003. And that came from a virus they called SARS-CoV-1. So this new SARS-CoV-2 virus, the only thing that makes it different that we have figured out in the first 4 months of the pandemic is the spike proteins on the outside of the virus are different. So they were able to isolate those spike proteins. And then they, as geneticists, ran the DNA sequence of every spike protein on the outside of COVID and they are the COVID virus. And then they published their findings in April of 2020. And they said the spike protein was identical to these three things. One, a venom protein inside of king cobra snake's venoms called cobra toxin, and then a crate venom from the crate snake protein called bungarotoxin. And then they said these are two snake venom neurotoxins that when these two snakes bite their prey, it makes the animals go into respiratory failure by paralyzing their nervous system, not their lungs. Their nervous system. And they said this explains why in April of 2020, 3 years ago, Amy, they said this explains why smokers in the first 4 months of COVID aren't being affected by COVID and ending up in hospitals.
Right.
Because nicotine that's circulating in a smoker's body binds to the same receptors these snake venom proteins bind to. They target what are called alpha 7 nicotine receptors. Then they said, what's interesting, this is April of 2020. That not only do these venoms from snakes target alpha 7 nicotine receptors, there's a drug, they said, that is being talked about around the world and being confirmed in research studies that is helping stop the COVID process. And it's called ivermectin. And they said, what people don't know about ivermectin is, interestingly, they note in the paper, interestingly, ivermectin also binds to alpha-7 nicotine receptors just like nicotine does. And they said, this is why it's working. And then they said, everybody around the world, all governments, please start funding nicotine patches and nicotine gum studies, because this could help us stop the entire pandemic. All right, so they figured out it was snake venom proteins were the spike protein of COVID. I said in this interview just a few seconds ago that they found it was three things. It was cobra venom, crate venom, and a third thing, small pieces of the rabies virus also matched up with this spike protein of COVID.
Wow.
2 months later, Amy, this is the key. We're following this is 6 months, the first 6 months of COVID. In June of 2020, Italy researchers now have heard that Chinese researchers and French researchers are putting this connection that venom is the spike proteins of COVID. So these Italy researchers decided to go around the entire country in April and May in 2020 and started PCR testing all the sick people in Italy. And they gathered up COVID-19 positive sick patients. And then they gathered up from multiple cities, the sick people and the positive COVID PCR testing patients. Then they went and grabbed a whole bunch of people that did not test positive for the PCR test. And they decided to put them in the trial also. So they had COVID positive by PCR test and COVID negative patients.
Okay.
The COVID negative, they called the control subjects in the study. Mm-hmm. And then the actual sick people, these are the people they're testing. So what they did is they took from both groups of people from multiple cities in Italy, they took their blood samples from both groups. They took their poop samples from both groups. And then they took urine samples of each group from everybody. And they ran three different lab tests that included laboratories, two in Italy and one in Germany. They ran three different labs testing each of those tissues. And they wanted to know, is there any truth to these venom claims of these two snakes out of China and France in relationship to COVID?
Right.
And they published their findings, Amy. And they found not two snake venoms inside the bodies of the COVID-19 patients. They published and show you. They found 36 different animal venoms inside the blood and inside the feces of every COVID-19 positive patient. And they didn't find a single animal venom protein in any of the COVID negative group. The lab they used in Germany does something called ion fractioning. And this test allows geneticists to determine where does an animal venom come from? What specific animal source did it come from? And they published 36 different animals that the venoms came from that were only in the COVID-19 patients, 20 different snakes, 16 different venomous creatures in the ocean that live on the ocean floor were inside the bodies of every COVID-19 patient's blood and feces. And these two creatures are what they called the crown of thorn starfish and also 15 cone snail venoms, cone snails out of the ocean. Those are called conotoxins. Now, if you want to know how they're creating miscarriages around the world,
yes,
all you have to do is go look at that Italy study and look at the actual venom proteins they found in every COVID-19 patients, because all of these miscarriages started after the vaccines for COVID went out. Uh-huh. Amy, do you know that inside the COVID-19 vaccines, per the NIH right now on their documents, on their website, they state there is no SARS-CoV-2 virus in any of the COVID-19 vaccines. Okay, why is that important? Because they tell you what is in the COVID-19 vaccines. And they state on the NIH's website, there's no virus in any of these COVID-19 shots, which I find interesting. What did they tell you to take the shots for? To prevent what? Other variants of this virus.
Right.
But they didn't put any virus inside of these vaccines. Isn't that weird? I find
very,
that weird.
Very
okay,
weird.
So Amy, the next question should be for the audience is what did they put in the vaccines? Well, they tell you. They said they selected the spike protein gene to be the only thing they put in the COVID-19 vaccines. All right, well, what did the French geneticists tell you the spike proteins on the outside of the virus was in April of 2020?
Snake venom.
They said it's two snake venom proteins from the king cobra, specifically called cobra toxin, and a second crate snake venom protein they call bungaro toxin, B-U-N-G-A-R-O-T-O-X-I-N. And then they said some of the segments actually look very similar to the rabies virus, pieces of the rabies virus gene sequence. All right, so that's what they said. So now the vaccines in the entire world have no virus in them, per the NIH's own documents, but they have spike protein genes in them, which were found to be snake venoms. Okay, well, if you want to know what's causing miscarriages, don't you think, Amy, the very next logical step would be to go and look at what have they published about snake venom research?
Right.
And the elements in the human body or the mammal's body that maintain a pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have actually taken Dr. Jim Thorpe through a 3-hour presentation over a document that I can't show on the screen right now because every time I do it kicks me off. But there is actually a document from 2017, and you can go watch my presentation at the Dr. Artist Show. I've done a whole review on this entire paper.
Yes.
And Jim Thorpe was blown away, did not know about this information. And at the end of this 3 hours, I just want to applaud Jim Thorpe for being willing to even sit through this presentation. He contacted me only after someone sent him, that he trusts and admires for decades, a podcaster, had actually, who's a theologian and goes through biblical stuff with his audiences for 10 years. Jim Thorpe loves this guy.
Mm-hmm.
A couple months ago, this guy publishes that what they're doing with CRISPR technology, which is this ability to delete genes in the human body with this technology called CRISPR.
Right.
He embeds in the podcast Jim Thorpe's watching. He says what they're trying to do with CRISPR technology is delete human genes out of their double helix DNA and insert a CRISPR gene. And the podcaster says CRISPR gene is replacing human genes and inserting snake venom genes in its place. That's what CRISPR technology is. Now, that wasn't me saying that on this podcast. Jim Thorpe just happened to be watching it, and he sent it to me because it was an aha moment for him.
Right.
And oh my God, this is what Dr. Artist has been saying about. They're using mRNA technology to get our body to make venom proteins. Oh my God. Okay. With snake genes, snake venom genes. So we sat down for about 3 hours, and I wanted to take him through this to show him how I'm convinced they are using snake venom proteins, just like they did with COVID, in the vaccines to make you lose your babies at any point during pregnancy. So I applaud him for doing that. At the end of that presentation with him for 3 hours privately, this is what he said, and I'm going to show complete respect, so don't call him and ask him to talk about this. He said, but you can ask him because we've done this many times. Jim Thorpe said, Dr. Artist, this is the most incredible presentation on the cause for miscarriages worldwide I've ever seen. And then he said this, God told me to stay in my lane, so I'm going to stay in my lane about the miscarriages and the data. You continue to show the whole world what it is you found. Okay, great. So I keep doing it. So here we go. Remember, not every medical doctor was talking about remdesivir for the last 4 years. I was numero uno, and I would show you all the data. I would testify in all the Capitol buildings while everybody else went on and talked about the VAERS injuries, the VAERS reporting, why we need to stop the vaccine campaign, and I was still hammering, they're killing people in hospitals. We can stay in our lanes. That's fine. I'll keep doing it. All right, so I want to tell you now to the audiences how it is they're creating miscarriages with these COVID-19 vaccines. There is a study published, peer-reviewed and approved and published in 2017. So the first year of Donald Trump's presidency. It is titled, and anybody at home can look this up, it's titled Antiviral Activity of Animal Venom Peptides and Related Compounds.
Yes.
Antiviral Activity of Animal Venom Peptides and Related Compounds. Now, Amy, I don't know if everybody at home can hear those words. Antiviral means it actually beats viruses, kills viruses. Killing viruses activity of animal venoms. Amy, did you know that researchers around the world propose that venoms from creatures around the world are antiviral and can help you beat the flu. Did you know that?
I did.
It's so crazy.
Because of you. So thank you.
Yeah, it is so crazy. All right. So for the world that doesn't know that, maybe watching this interview, I hope you will share this far and wide.
I will. Because
in this paper, and audiences, I'm talking to you too, Amy, I expect you to do it, but audiences worldwide, if you have loved ones who are infertile, cannot get pregnant, struggling with infertility, or have lost their babies during pregnancy after getting a COVID-19 shot, we're going to tell you in this actual episode the actual test you should do to confirm if Dr. Artis's claims and this research study are right. And there's a very simple test. You can order it online and do a urine sample, blood sample. And if this thing comes back positive, you were injected with snake venom and it's causing you to have a miscarriage.
Yes.
All right. Now, I have told OBGYNs around the world to do this. I've never had one actually tell me they ordered it for any of their clients. They just continue to say it's causing miscarriages all around the world. Well, wouldn't you like to know if there's something you could find that you could cure these people of, so maybe in the future they can maintain their pregnancies? This is my disappointment with the medical profession at this point. So people at home, you don't need a medical doctor to do this. You can order the test at home. You just didn't know that. You can order it, actually supply the samples, and go tell your doctors to send it off to a lab for you, and then they'll do it. All right. So in this actual article, antiviral activity of animal venom peptides and related compounds, they disclose that snake venoms, along with scorpion venoms, are antiviral, and the vaccines they've patented from scorpion venoms for viruses around the world. They also show snake venoms that are now patented as vaccines to beat all viruses around the world. And in the snake venom section, I quote, L amino acid oxidase, abbreviated LAO. LAO is a glycoprotein. Pause. Glycoprotein means sugar-coated protein. And everyone at home, they keep calling this thing a spike protein of COVID, and the spike proteins are in the COVID-19 shot. They are actually called spike glycoproteins. Okay. Scientists say it nonstop. Dr. Ryan Cole, pathologist, everybody says in the last year, these are spike glycoproteins. Well, spike glycoproteins are snake venom proteins. That's what they are. And that's what every snake venom research says. Spike proteins of snakes are called glycoproteins. Okay. So L amino acid oxidase in this paper is a glycoprotein with a molecular weight of such and such. And then it says L amino acid oxidase from snake venom inhibits HIV-1 infection and replication. So they're saying you can inject HIV patients with this snake venom protein and it will slow down the progression of HIV infection and replication towards AIDS. So they're proposing snake venom is an anti-HIV product. And it continues in this same sentence and seems to act at very small concentrations by inhibiting or blocking syncytium formation. Now, audiences worldwide, you're listening to words you probably never heard. So I am someone who doesn't like just throwing out scientific terms.
Right.
I like to actually make sure on a layman's terms you get this. Mm-hmm. All right. So L amino acid oxidase from snake venom they published can block HIV. And in the same sentence, it says it can block the human body from forming, stopping the human body from forming cells called syncytium.
Dr. Artis, we have to wrap for commercial, but if you could just tell people where they can find that original interview, your website, one time, and then we'll go to commercial and we'll come right back.
Yeah, you can go to thedrartisshow.com, thedrartisshow.com. We'll be right back.
Perfect.
Y'all, it's Glenn. Yes, it is. And look for me on YouTube, Glenn Baker Band. Check out No New Normal and The Glenn Baker Band on Instagram. Come find out what we're doing. Y'all, we're releasing a brand new song in about 8 weeks, Soldier Strong. Hang on. Here we come, America.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them
and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hoetze Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hoetze Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightEonStore.com.
At the Brighteon Store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Hey everyone, Dr. Mark here.
Dr. Michelle, and we are so excited to be here at the Reawaken America Show. Brighteon.tv is streaming
Go to Brighteon.com, check out Brighteon Radio and everything else they do. It's the greatest network around, the fastest growing network, and we are honored to be a part of it with our show.
Welcome back, everyone, for this really fascinating description of how the body is being blocked to create the hormones needed to sustain a pregnancy. So, Dr. Artis, take it away.
Great. I'm Dr. Artis. This is a review. The DrArtisShow.com is where you can go watch these presentations I've done in the past on how they're creating miscarriages with the COVID-19 vaccines. What I was sharing in the previous episode before the break, or the previous segment before the break, is that there is a substance inside of snake venom called L-amino acid oxidase, and they published in this paper in 2017 that it blocks the human body's ability to create what's called syncytium. It is spelled, for all of you at home, if you want to take notes, S-Y-N-C-Y-T-I-U-M, syncytium, two Y's, I-U-M. All right, so syncytium is blocked. Now, I read that and I was like, oh my God, what? Just so everyone knows, when my Watch the Water documentary dropped about venom in the water causing COVID, and I said all of COVID is nothing more than weaponized snake venoms, there was one doctor in the whole world who texted me first when that thing stopped airing. And it was within 1 minute of it stopping. And that was Dr. Judy Mikovits. Anybody ever heard of her? She texted me, and this lady used to work at the NIH underneath the departments of Anthony Fauci, even knew Anthony Fauci, but she texted me and said, oh my God, this was an incredible presentation. For the rest of my life, she said, on every stage and every presentation and every interview I ever do, I'm going to tell the world how you're right about the venom aspect of COVID and the vaccines. And I was like, thank you, Judy. I appreciate you. And then the very next day she's at an event and she puts up on the stage this thing called Sensitin up on the screen. And she says, this is the snake venom derived genome causing miscarriages in bodies around the world that Dr. Artis is talking about. And it comes from snake venom. This is what she says. And she's showing that around the world. Now, at this point, I had never even seen the word sensitin that she was showing in this 2017 paper, a year later from my Bring Out Watch the Water documentary that all of y'all should be paying attention to. Still to this day, I found in this 2017 paper for the first time a word that relates to snake venom and vaccines, the word syncytium, and it looks a lot like the word Judy was saying called syncytin, just a shorter word. So I go online, I'm like, I got to read about this syncytium. Judy was right. And oh my God, I was right. Okay, now I'm like, oh my God, now I can actually go see if this explains the miscarriages, like she's saying. Because Judy, bless her heart, I love that lady. She knows, she's way smarter than me, and she knows all these big words I don't know. So when she talks, I have to go look everything up. So she'll talk over my head a lot, like the rest of us, and I got to go read her books and figure out, can I explain this to myself? She's so smart. I love her.
I know.
So I had to go learn about this syncytium thing, and oh my God, imagine my shock. Everyone at home, go read about it. In fact, go put it in Wikipedia if you want to, if you want to keep it real layman's terms. When this snake venom component, LAO, blocks syncytium formation, syncytium is what is required for the female body to make a cell called syncytin. And syncytin, that you all learned from Judy Mikovits, is what is the Velcro that puts the placenta against the uterus. Syncytin does that. So for the placenta to stay attached to the uterus, you need syncytin being formed, and guess what makes it? Syncytium does. So when you kill syncytium cells from being made in a pregnant woman, you can't make syncytin anymore, and the Velcro starts to peel away from the uterus. Okay, this is significant. So syncytin, as Judy talked about, is the Velcro that keeps the placenta against the uterus wall. When that becomes detached, you miscarry. But before this attachment of the placenta, the syncytium cell is what initiates the placenta being formed at all. You can't make a placenta without it. So it starts to form along the uterus wall. And then syncytium, that this paper says is blocked by snake venom components, syncytium starts to tell the female's uterus to start opening its blood vessels to penetrate into the new forming placenta. Why? There's going to be a baby being formed in this uterus and it needs the mama's blood supply. Without the blood supply, the baby doesn't get nutrients, doesn't get what it needs to grow, no air, oxygen to be healthy and stay alive, without blood flow coming from the uterus into the placenta. Syncytium is required for that. And then it's required for syncytium to create syncytin that actually is the Velcro against the uterine wall. Okay, everybody following here? When you kill syncytium, you kill the formation of the placenta. When you kill syncytium, the Velcro syncytin will start releasing from the uterus and there is no longer blood supply to the baby. Amy, I'm going to ask you a question. What happens when a blood supply stops coming to the baby? What happens to the baby?
They die.
The baby will die. What will the mother's body do with a dead baby in its uterus?
Miscarry.
It will miscarry it. This is how they're doing it. Now, what I did not know also is that syncytium is required in the female pregnant woman's body to make something called syncytiotrophoblast. And these cells are the only cells in the pregnant woman that makes a hormone throughout the pregnancy called progesterone. Now, this is key. Syncytium is required to create blood vessel formation from the uterus into the placenta of the baby to get blood and nutrients to grow. Syncytium is required to make the substance that creates the Velcro to keep the placenta attached. And now I'm learning that syncytium is required to create a cell called syncytiotrophoblast That is the only hormone producing cell that releases progesterone. And in the documents about syncytium online, it says syncytium is required to produce the hormone called progesterone that is required to maintain a pregnancy to full term.
All right.
Oh my God. Really? Okay.
Unbelievable. Now, can you just touch on how long they've been studying snake venoms and other venoms in, like, what time frame did they start studying these things?
Yeah, so the formation and creation and manufacturing of venoms being used as vaccines, as antiviral agents. Amy, that's been going on for 72 years.
They knew.
We can actually tell you whose idea it was, actually. This guy's name was Dr. Stanley Cohen. Stanley, C-O-H-E-N. Cohen. Stanley Cohen. Stanley Cohen, in 1956, discovered that when he exposes a developing embryo or fetus of mammal type or bird type to venoms, not even injecting it inside of them, just exposes the body developing in a petri dish or in an egg. If they just expose it to venom, within just a few days, that animal, mammal, or bird will start developing turbo cancers. And what are you hearing with the COVID-19 shots? Turbo cancers. Oh my God, that's a reaction to venom, people. They know this. In fact, this is disgusting. He figured out he could create neurological brain tumors in every creature, mammal, and bird within 72 hours with venom. He also discovered he could create cancers of any kind in 72 hours in any organ in the human body or mammal body or inside of a bird in less than 72 hours in 1960. And he called these two effects of venoms nerve growth factor and epidermal growth factor. Nerve growth factor is brain tumors, nerve tumors. Epidermal growth factor is organ tumors, skin cancers, ovarian cancers, breast cancers. That's what he can create with venom. Check this out, Amy. That guy discovered venom would cause turbo cancers anywhere in the body and miscarriages in animal models 72 years ago. And guess what he won in 1986 for discovering this?
Don't tell me the Nobel Peace Prize.
He won the Nobel Prize for discovering he can create cancers and infertility with venoms. So don't take the chiropractor's word for it. You might as well go do your own research if you really want to know what's going on around the world. Seriously. This is important. When we get to the COVID-19 vaccines, and if you want to know what they're putting in the COVID-19 vaccines, go look at the NIH's website. They said they put these little circular DNA things they create in labs, and these things are called plasmids, P-L-A-S-M-I-D-S. The NIH says right now, in the plasmids, they put the spike protein of COVID, which is venom from two snakes. And they said, this is what they put in the COVID-19 vaccines. No one, including me, I have never even heard of plasmids until about 6 months ago. I had no idea what these things were. But this is what the NIH has published right now. They're putting in the COVID-19 shots, not the virus, they say. They say we're not putting the virus in there.
No.
Do you know who created...
Can you spend the rest of the time unpacking, after you finish your thought, unpacking what people can do? I took some EDTA this morning. Absolutely. So if you just go through a little bit about what you recommend for people.
I will. Okay. What's very, very insane to me is there's this new thing called plasmids with the spike protein of venoms being infused into them that they're putting in the COVID-19 shots to make these shots. Do you know where plasmids were first ever conceived as a thought? By Dr. Stanley Cohen 72 years ago. So this same guy's name comes up all the time. The guy that won the Nobel Prize for figuring out venom in a mammal and in a bird will cause cancers of all kind and infertility. Okay, this is what it does. So what do we do? What do we do about this? There's a test you can actually order online. All OBGYNs, medical doctors, you might as well please order them. If anything, if you want to try to convince the world that I'm wrong, why don't you order the test? It's called an L-amino acid oxidase test. And medical professionals, you have patients who their entire lives they've wanted to bear children and have a family. And you have to stand there emotionally and tell them, I don't know why you lost your baby. I don't know why you can't get pregnant. I don't know why you keep miscarrying. Wouldn't it be great if you humbled yourself just a little and said, hey, would you like to invest a couple hundred bucks in a test to see if there's possibly a connection to a substance called L-amino acid oxidase that is published to cause infertility? This test can be run with their urine or with their blood, and you can go online and order an L-amino acid oxidase test online, have it delivered to the clinic, delivered to your home, ask your OBGYN to run the test or order the test and send it to a lab. That's number one. All of these snake venom components, L-amino acid oxidase, the spike proteins of COVID, doesn't matter what they are, they're all inhibited by two things, and they publish it worldwide. EDTA is a supplement that will actually destroy and block snake venom components, including L-amino acid oxidase, including the spike proteins of COVID, bungarotoxin and cobra toxin, and every single venom found in that 36 venoms study out of Italy. Every single one of those venoms are confirmed to be blocked by EDTA. You can get that at thedrartistshow.com. It's 1,000 milligrams a day is what I recommend. This is what I would do. You take that in the morning, then you're going to take trace minerals in the evening before you go to bed. I don't sell trace minerals, but you want to put minerals you need back in the evening. But EDTA at 1,000 milligrams. The second thing they publish that does it is food-grade hydrogen peroxide. Now, the body already makes hydrogen peroxide in every cell of your body. There's food-grade versions. And me and Dr. Ed Group of globalhealing.com this Friday are going to be releasing our own food-grade hydrogen peroxide at globalhealing.com, which is very exciting. So these are two things you can do. And for the love of God, please recognize this, people. All venoms target, every single venom protein targets nicotine receptors in the body. So to release them from the body, it is published. If you wear a 7 milligram nicotine patch for 6 days, it's enough to release the spike proteins of COVID that are venoms. They published this year in medical journals. Every single long hauler COVID symptom, period, over 21 of them, new onset of diabetes, new onset of high blood pressure, tinnitus, ring in your ears that won't stop for a year and a half, they said, loss of taste and smell, tachycardia, myocarditis, not even a joke. If you just wear a 7 milligram patch of nicotine for 6 days only, 100% of all long hauler COVID patients will disappear, 100% of them. And the longest time it took for anybody around the world was 21 days. But they only wore it for 6 days total. The lingering benefit of the nicotine over a 21-day period eradicated all long-hauler COVID symptoms because it's published, it releases snake venom proteins called spike proteins. And if it's weird to you, then I keep calling it snake proteins, snake venom proteins. The NIH, Amy, in May of this year, anybody at home can look it up, and every medical doctor should. I showed the whole world at the Red Pill Expo this last weekend. The NIH published a paper in May of 2023 titled SARS-CoV-2 Spike Protein Targets Alpha-7 Nicotine Receptors. And in the first paragraph, it says, this is what it says. The spike protein of COVID is identical to HIV spike protein and snake venom neurotoxins. I don't know how much more I need to tell the world. You're looking at weaponized venoms. This is what they've done. This is what they've created. So purposely they've done this. So yeah. Nicotine releases the venom proteins. Mm-hmm. 6 days, 7 milligram nicotine patch. You might want to do that. EDTA, you're going to want to stay on it. 1,000 milligrams a day, and then food grade hydrogen peroxide. These break apart the venoms to help your body eliminate them. And to eliminate these toxic proteins out of your body, it's beneficial to take something like apple pectin powder to bind to the toxic protein to safely allow your body to sweat it out, poop it out, and pee it out. And we have seen miraculous results with vaccine injured and with long hauler COVID symptoms with using these three basic principles: release the venoms with a nicotine product, then destroy the venom with food grade hydrogen peroxide or EDTA, and then using apple pectin powder at 1,500 milligrams a day. And you can get that at the Dr. Artist Show if you want. These combined principles, they're not all of them. These plasmids that I keep talking about now.
Right.
Plasmids also have natural substances from plants in nature that, as geneticists are making them in labs around the world and putting them in your COVID-19 shots, they publish there are plants components that destroy plasmids from being able to get in your cells to make you sick, injured, or miscarry, or make cancers. And we're going to be teaching you all of these plant components at the Healing for the Ages conference I'm holding. It's September 8th and 9th. It's called Healing for the Ages. Go to healingfortheages.com and sign up. We're going to actually teach you all the natural substances on the earth, like nicotine, that's found in plants. Amy, did you know that nicotine is also in potatoes, tomatoes, cauliflower, celery, eggplant, and every nightshade vegetable on earth? Did you know that?
I've heard a rumor that you can get it in plants, but say that website again for people to sign up.
Yeah, go to healingfortheages.com.
And this is a virtual or in person or both?
It is in person. For those of you that would like to attend in person, it's in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Judy Mikovits is going to be there. Mickey Willis is going to be there. Peter McCullough is going to be there. We're going to have a bunch of people there. You can come join us. Come hang out with us. But there's a virtual free masterclass September 7th in the evening. We're going to be doing a 4-hour Q&A about the topics we're going to be covering. You can watch that for free. Just tune in. Jonathan Otto is going to be moderating that actual Q&A. He's a documentarian, investigative journalist. He's going to be there to help us do all that, which is going to be exciting. Healingfortheages.com. And if you want 10% off of the virtual tickets, use ARDIS as your code. My last name, ARDIS. It'll save you 10% off of the $99 fee. Oh my gosh, it's going to be incredible. We're very excited about it.
It sounds like it. That is fantastic. Well, thank you for all the tips and thank you for breaking this down for us. Dr. Artis, I just want to say your fortitude and your perseverance are inspirational. And so I guess we all just need to stay in our lane and do what the Lord is asking us to do in this time, for such a time as this. And may God bless you. Thanks for coming on with me today.
God bless you and all Brighteon.tv audiences worldwide.
That's right. We love Brighteon. Thanks.
You're welcome.